Today's recording is dedicated anonymously in honor of a very special person, with deep hope and prayer that that person might feel the light of God shining in her heart and that she may really hear the echoes of heaven as she walks through life. The sages in the Talmud teach us a rule that only prophecies from God that were necessary for all generations are actually written down in the Bible. There were many, many, many prophets, but most prophecies weren't actually recorded. Only prophecies that are relevant to us for all generations, which really means in the deepest way. As Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, one of the greatest students of Rav Kook, as Rav Charlap explains, that what does it mean that a prophecy is that's relevant for all generations? It means in the deepest way that those words are still ringing now from heaven. A prophecy for all generations means that all the words of the prophets that we see now in the Bible, God is now revealing into the world. The prophecy hasn't stopped. When we read words of the prophets that are in the Bible, inside of us is now shining and cleaving to our souls deep inside that light of God that's coming through the conduit of this prophecy. And Rav Charlap says that if this is true about all the prophecies in the Bible, how much more so when it comes to words that were written down by over 30 prophets, which is the prayer book. The Siddur, the prayer service we have now, was written by the men of the Great Assembly, that among them were over 30 prophets. And Rav Charlap says that means that we need to know that hidden within these words are all the communications of God to us throughout the generations every single time we say these words, if we only had ears to hear. If we only paid deep attention, not only to the words, but what was going on inside, even more going inside, deep inside our hearts, as we were saying the words, we would know and we would feel viscerally that every feeling we ever have from prayer, when we prepare ourselves properly for it, is a prophecy to us. Every day the voice of God is ringing through the world, and we are receiving it when we say the words of prayer. Now, that doesn't mean that God is communicating actual words to us. It doesn't mean to try to listen to a couple of words. You know, Woody Allen said that we call a religious person a person that speaks to God, and a person that says that God speaks to them, we call them nuts. And there's something to that. We're not saying that God is actually saying specific words to us. But what Rav Charlap is saying is that if one listens carefully to the feeling of God that one has subtly and deeply pulsating inside, one has a deep feeling of God inside one's soul. If one is attentive to that, one is receiving prophecy even now. The fact that we could feel God through prayer is that itself is a prophecy. And so you understand that what Rav Charlap is saying. You see, yesterday we learned that one of the biggest issues of prayer is to really believe that God is listening to us, that we're not talking to a wall, but that we feel deeply that God is attentive to every word. But what Rav Charlap is saying is that not only is God listening, but God is speaking to us. He's directing his light towards us through the words of prayer, and that prayer is a prophecy. We just have to feel and recognize that any feeling, even the slightest, more deeper feeling of God that we have within us, we're hearing the echoes from heaven. We're receiving illumination from on high. The sages that instituted the prayer book gave that power, that anytime we're praying, and even in the slightest, we have a feeling of God's presence. That is a taste of prophecy. We have to know that. And Rav Charlap explains that this is the explanation of another strange story in the Talmud, on the same page that we learned yesterday, that the students of Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer was dying, his students came in to him and asked him right before he passed away, "Our teacher, teach us the way to live in this world that we may merit to have a portion in the world to come." And Rabbi Eliezer responded, "When you pray, du lifne miatem oimdim, know before whom you are standing, kedesh tisku, in order that you will have a portion in the world to come." Now, we all know that one of the most fundamental tenets in Judaism is not to serve God for reward. That's what they're asking as their teacher is about to pass away. "Rebbe, teach us how we could get rewarded, how we'll have a portion in the world to come." And Rabbi Eliezer responded, "Know before whom you're standing." And by the way, this is the source from that which is written in many synagogues. "Da lifnei me'atoim," and "know before whom you're standing in prayer." The source is this words. And Rabbi Eliezer is telling his students, when you pray, know before whom you're standing in order to have merit to have a portion in the world to come, that you should merit the world to come, that you should get reward. That's why you should know that you're standing before God. But Rav Charlap says, no, that's not what the story means. They're not asking to be rewarded, to have a portion of the world to come after death. They're asking, Rabbeinu, teach us that we should merit to have Olam Haba, that we should be a part of heaven while we're still alive. Our teacher, before you leave us, but you who have been teaching us how to feel God, teach us how we could live in the world to come while we're alive in this world, how we could make heaven a place on earth while we're alive, how can we feel God while we're alive? And Rabbi Eliezer responded, if when you pray you know before whom you're standing, which means you feel that you're in the presence of God, He's not above in the wall, blue yonder. God is right in front of you, on top of you, inside of you, within you. If you feel that while you're praying, and of course praying doesn't just mean when your mouth is moving, but it means when you're walking down the street and when you're shopping in a supermarket, we are always in a state of praying. If you know you're standing before God, that everything you see is the light of God, you will be hearing the echo of heaven in this world while you're still alive. You will merit to live in heaven while on earth, or in the words of the great 15th century Indian mystic poet Kabir. The moon shines in my body, but my blind eyes cannot see it. The moon is within me, and so is the sun. The unstruck drum of eternity is sounded within me, but my deaf ears cannot hear it. My heart must cleave to my lover. I must withdraw my veil and meet him with all my body. Mine eyes must perform the ceremony of the lamps of love. May we open our eyes and our ears to the prophecies and echoes from heaven, the unstruck drum of eternity that's playing incessantly within us, especially when we're praying. And thereby, as Rabbi Eliezer taught us, to know always before whom we are standing and within whom we are standing, and thereby really make heaven a place on earth.